Good morning. It is 48 degrees at the studios in Richland Center. This is WRCO-FM Richland Center, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The presidential election is 6 weeks from today, and there are lopsided numbers in a poll of younger voters.
Vice President Kamala Harris dominates Donald Trump with voters under 30 by 17 points. That from a survey of young voters by the Institute of Politics at the Harvard Kennedy School. Among likely voters under 30, Harris leads 61% to Trump's 30%. Male likely voters support Harris 53% to 36%. Likely female voters are for Harris 70% to 23%. Harris has at least 20-point leads on numerous major issues and about ties Trump on the economy.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson, the error margin runs 2.5% to 3.5% of the poll. Boeing upped its offer to striking machinists. It's still not what they want, and union leadership will not present it for a vote. Jazz saxophone great and composer Benny Golson died in New York City after a short illness. He was 95. This is ABC News. The co-founder of OceanGate, the company that owned the Titan submersible that imploded during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic last year, went before the Coast Guard panel that's investigating.
This can't be the end of deep ocean exploration. This can't be the end of deep diving submersibles, and I don't believe that it will be.
Guillermo Sonlein pleading with officials to regard his venture as ocean exploration and not tourism. Five people, including four who paid a lot of money to make the dive, were killed.
I hope that all of us can find some good in all of this sadness. I hope that we can find some silver linings. I hope we can find some valuable lessons learned.
Quite the sight at Portugal's Our Lady of Fatima Shrine, as an estimated 180,000 motorcyclists turned out for the 9th annual Pilgrimage of the Blessing of Helmets, the turnout the largest ever in the event's history. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Partly sunny and mild today, a high of 70, variable winds between 2 and 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and chilly, a low of 45. Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 74. Thursday, sunny and nice and a high of 76. Sunny and very mild Friday and 77. 75 with spotty light showers possible on Saturday. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 53, we are down from that. The current mark is 48 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 24th, and it is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Dream. my star. If I could tell you everything that I have learned so far, then you could be one step ahead of all the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be, dear younger me. Give some speech about how to get the most out of your life, or do I go deep and try to change the choices that you make, 'cause they're the choices that made me. And even though I love this crazy life, sometimes I wish it was a smoother ride, dear young me.
We start the day in a positive way. Mercy Me and Dear Younger Me. And before that, our national anthem sung by Lee Greenwood. Here we are, together again, friends. It is a pleasure to be with you again and wake the town and tell the people, the Light in the Milk House show. You may not learn much, but maybe you will. I don't know. We'll check out some sports in just a little bit. Also, the aerobic polka is right around the bend, and some special features today. More chances to qualify to be a part of the statewide green Go for the Green or Gold contest from Civic Media. We'll have that a little bit later on this morning as well. Hello, Trouble. How you doing? Here's Desert Rose Band.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes Trouble, and I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, Trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Pot of coffee, and you can rescue your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartache? Where in the world you been? Ain't had misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. Welcome home.
Well, now, baby, you're a looker, and I know what you're looking for. You've been looking over every man at the bar. Well, honey, I know I got a few years on you. But if you're shopping around, let me tell you a thing or two.
Jennings on the Milk House Show, WRCO Radio, 48 degrees in Richland Center. Today in our area, Family Thrift Shop Board will be meeting at 1 o'clock at Park Street Christian Church today. The Friends of Blue River will host their last farmer's market of the season at Blue River Park today near the gazebo from 4 until 7. So don't miss that. Miss out on the great deals. Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting tonight from 6:30 until 8 at Eagle School, Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or a Zoom link, call 608-604-7743.
I said a hi, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I say, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Roger Miller on WRCO Light in the Milk House Show. Sports coming up, the polka as well, and farm news and markets. All in the next action-packed 15 to 20 minutes.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. How important are egress windows to your family? I'm Brent Montry, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Go from dark basements to pleasant spaces and keep your family safe. Egress windows provide natural light, fresh air, and most importantly, an egress window provides a safe exit in case of emergency. There's no stress when you have an egress. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877 for web fix.
Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
520, good morning on this Tuesday morning. An update on sports is sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. The Brewers were off last night. They're off to Pittsburgh today after that incredible come-from-behind win on Sunday. Just a few games yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies have won the National League East for the first time since 2011, clinching the division title with a 6-2 win over the Chicago Cubs. Phillies fans went wild, and pitcher Aaron Nola provided a taste of just how great it would feel for the franchise to go a little further this year. The Phillies won their 12th division crown and have their sights set at the number one seed in the National League playoffs. Elsewhere, it was San Francisco 6-3 over Arizona, Boston 4 and Toronto 1, Seattle 6-1 over Houston. There were two Monday night games last night. Rookie Jaden Daniels threw for two touchdowns and ran for a score in an efficient performance, and the Washington Commanders stunned Joe Burrow and the Bengals 38-33. And Josh Allen threw four touchdown passes in the first half, and the Buffalo Bills scored on each of their first five drives in a 47-10 win over a misfiring Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's an update on sports.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
We're at 48 degrees. Yesterday, it kind of surprised me. You know, it really dropped out quickly, and we bottomed out at 39 degrees. So we should stay a little above that this morning, but it still is a little cool. It's a good time of day to do the aerobic polka workout. Here we go. Thank you. Rich Yurkovich in the band and the Johnny's Knocking Polka right there on WRCO, your polka headquarters each and every weekday morning around 22 after 5. Partly sunny and mild today, a high of 70, 45 tonight, 74 for tomorrow, 48 right now. Here's Ricky Nelson.
I believe for what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, let's dig it now. Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Tell everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah.
Forbidden fruit always tastes the sweetest every time. What a man can't have is forever on his mind. God knows I need you too much, and it's gotta be this way. 'Cause the wrong in loving you is not wrong enough. Till you're free, share with me the time you can. Don't waste precious moments, just hold me close this way. 'Cause the wrong in loving you isn't wrong enough.
Young on the old Light in the Milk House show, giving you the wake-up call today. Got to get out of that sleepy stupor and stretch out and get ready for the day. It's 48 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Great performance in the field makes Pioneer brand corn number one in America. For a winning season, it's Pioneer brand corn. Your best year starts here. Above normal and mostly dry conditions continue to keep harvest at an above average pace in Wisconsin. USDA says 65% of the soybeans are dropping their leaves and soybean harvest is 9% complete. Corn for grain is 39% mature and corn silage harvest is nearly halfway complete, ahead of average. Potato harvest is 62% complete. Winter wheat planting is underway at 34%. Complete with 18% of the crop emerged. The fourth cutting of alfalfa is 79% complete. A western Wisconsin farmer is expecting yields that are above his production history, but nothing to brag about. Tom Gillis tells Brownfield the soybeans need more time and moisture.
Ours are still at least 10 days out, I think. We haven't really formed an opinion yet. We were actually just irrigating them the other day here yet, so there's enough green in them that it still warrants doing that.
He is more optimistic about the corn.
The corn is going to probably be phenomenal. I think we'll be above our APH on the corn. We were kind of worried it was behind there for a stretch, and all this lovely, nice July weather we're having now in September has fed it right up, right where it belongs.
Gillis says he's relied on irrigation since he hasn't seen substantial rain in more than a month. The soybean harvest is near for central Minnesota farmer Ryan Mockentune.
A couple combines moving on beans here. Things are changing fast. So I think I'll be going here at the end of the week.
The Brownton area corn and soybean grower tells Brownfield there's a lot of variability.
We have the good, the bad, the ugly, and the missing, and they're all in the same field. So I think where it's going to be good on the hills, you know, in the higher spots, we probably have a good crop. But in my area, I've been guessing 10 to 15% of my beans are just gone from the rain we had in May, June.
He says he hopes to get all of his soybeans out and then begin harvesting corn around October 10th. Directors from the State Departments of Agriculture are in Indianapolis this week to set policy addressing ag issues on the state level. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the 2024 NASDA annual meeting.
Indiana State Director of Agriculture Don Lamb says the meeting is an opportunity for states to work together.
We discuss a lot of different policy items, and one of the big ones might be PFAS and how that affects how we do things here in our state and then across the country, and kind of let them know what we think and how that applies to agriculture. So it's a great way to influence some of those policy making decisions.
He tells Brownfield it is also an opportunity to have face time with regulatory agencies.
Food and Drug Administration, EPA, those folks all come to our organization to this meeting. And so we get to interact right there with the EPA and with FDA.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Thanks, Erin.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady to lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was quiet on Monday with bids and asking prices not established. Significant trade volume could be delayed until the second half of the week. New show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Texas, slightly higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado. A light trade took place last week with the majority of sales on Friday. According to the state of Oklahoma's weekly cattle auction summary, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $7 higher across the state. USDA says demand was good for feeder cattle and moderate calves. Slaughter cows trended $9 to $10 lower. The supply of slaughter cattle has surpassed the demand, the USDA said. Some packers are choosing to not attend sales across the state. Feeder supply last week included 59% steers, and 63% of the overall offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef was mixed at the close, with choice up 162 at $301.81, and select was down 80 cents at $287.79. Estimated cattle slaughter was 107,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower, with very light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like buyers want to press their leverage due to the ample market-ready numbers and concerns about domestic pork demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.87, with a base range of $72 to $75.50. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady on Monday, with barrels and gilts priced at $60. Slaughter sows ranged from $54 to $60, and boars were marked at $17. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady with a range of $45 to $55. Slaughter sows were steady at $55 to $67. Boars ranged from $15 to $30. Pork values were slightly lower at the close, down a penny at $94.14. Estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were higher on the midday gains in boxed beef and at least some early optimism ahead of the week's direct business. Lean hog futures were up on short covering, shrugging off the cash and wholesale bearishness during the session. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You were made for farming. So is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were higher, keeping an eye on harvest delays. November beans were up 27 and a quarter at 1039 and a quarter. January was 27 and a quarter higher at 1056 and three quarters. December corn was up 11 and three quarters at 413 and a half. March was 11 and three quarters higher at 431 and three quarters. Cattle were up at the box beef higher at midday. October live is 77 higher at 183.25. December was up 62 at 183.82. October feeders were 57 higher at 244.47. And with some short covering support, October hogs were up 7 at 82.30. December lean was 65 higher at 74.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Economic indicators point to a potential rough patch in the near term for farmers. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
At last week's Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, the mood was a mixed bag. The farm bill is still pending. USDA is projecting lower farm income. Commodity crop prices continue to drop. One of the speakers was Dalyn Hoke, who heads the crop insurance arm of Zurich, North America.
The severity and the frequency of weather events is clearly a challenge. And as a crop insurer, we know this fact very well. From extreme drought to now extreme moisture in parts of the country, as well as we see flood, hail, wind, spring freezes, just to name a few. This year in particular, we've seen significant prevented plant and replant in some of our Midwest states, such as Minnesota and Iowa, and we still see the lingering effects of drought in states like Ohio.
Hoke says it's understandable to feel some stress under these conditions.
Falling commodity prices and high input costs put stress on the family farm income, which puts then stress on our rural communities. It's hard for me to read that family farm incomes are going to be down significantly to a point in 2024 where some will not even hit break even. And at the same time, many other industries, their workers have been seeing wage increases post-COVID.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Be there when the global dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin. World Dairy Expo, October 1st through the 4th. A dairy forage specialist says continued hot and drought-like conditions are speeding up corn silage harvest in many parts of the Midwest. Michigan's Dan Bollinger with Pioneer tells Brownfield.
There's a lot of tons out there in the field, but as is often the case, maybe particularly fiber quality may not be as good as we would like. But the crop in general is really good as long as we're able to keep ahead of it and harvest it with enough moisture to put it up.
He says supporting the fermentation process with a good inoculant is extremely important during storage when considering tar spot pressure and the dryness.
When the plants dry down excessively fast, they're going to be lower in moisture content and lower in sugar content. So it's extremely important to have a very efficient fermentation to maximize the amount of moisture and nutrients that are available.
Bollinger also recommends watching stalk integrity throughout the entire corn crop to prioritize where grain harvest needs to start.
A climatologist with the National Drought Mitigation Center says abrupt wild weather transitions are becoming more of the norm. Brian Fuchs tells Brownfield it's been a variable early fall, with drought conditions expanding across the Corn Belt and Delta following a wetter growing season.
Seems like the way our precipitation patterns have been shifting has been more of these feast or famine types of events.
Cash dairy prices closed lower on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Monday with limited trade. Dry whey was unchanged at 58 and three quarters of a cent. Blocks down 3 3/4 at 220. Barrels unchanged at 259. Butter down 3 1/4 cents at 294. And non-fat dry milk unchanged at $1.38 per hundredweight. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with TimSec Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. We have another online-only auction getting ready. Keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Good morning. A look at today's forecast. First of all, a high of 70 today with partly sunny and mild conditions. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and chilly, a low of 45. Mostly sunny and warmer Wednesday and 74. Thursday, sunny and 76. 77 Friday. That's a good forecast for this week, the first full week of fall. For Saturday, 75 with spotty light showers. Light showers possible Sunday and 75 as well. Right now we're at 48, and that is the overnight low.
Hello, you good-looking thing, you. Yeah? Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down, wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. It gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a what, baby? That's what I like.
Hello.
Huh? Well, I what?
Hello.
Do I what?
Hello.
Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. I might. But, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, a ponytail, a hanging down, a big gun and a waffle, a giggle and a toss. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long big goose, like a oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby, you know what Jerry likes. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, a wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. Oh, it makes the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long-necked goose, like a wow, baby, that's what I like. Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, a wiggle and a whoopers on the giggle and the donkey, trickle, 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 trickle,
sky. There's my truck, washed and gassed up, just reaching for a ride. If this had been 6 months ago, I know what I'd have done. Girl, I'm running out of reasons to run. I'm running out of reasons. I've lost that restless feeling. Slowly I'm believing I'm where I'm supposed to be. When you hold me, I feel lonely. Chase that setting sun. In this love that we've begun, girl, I'm running out of reasons to run. I'm running out of reasons. I've lost that restless feeling. Slowly I'm believing I'm where I'm supposed to be. When you hold me, I feel lonely. So chase that setting sun.
Rick Trevino, running out of reasons to run on WRCO Radio. Good morning. American Legion Post 85 in Muscadet's Burgers in the Park event will be held Wednesday night from 3:30 until 8 o'clock. So get out and enjoy that. And a reminder, Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be in the area Wednesday. The truck will be at the Boaz Community Building parking lot from 10:30 until 11:30 and the Village of Muscadet office parking lot from 12:30 until 1:30. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
We had an active market on both cattle and calves at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $450 to $650, with beef crossbred calves to $810. Fleshy beef cows sold from $122 to $141, with the milk-down dairy cows $89 to $116. A lightweight Jersey bull sold at $125, with two big fleshy heavy bulls $147 to $154. We have moved our second Friday sale in September to Friday, September 27th. In October, we'll be back to our regular schedule of the first and third Fridays. Early consignments for next Friday's sale include 11 Holstein steers, 850 pounds, 15 white-faced steers and heifers, 7 to 8, 17 black steers and heifer calves, 3 to 350, 7 black crossbred steers, 4 to 600. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have a cattle to sell at any of our upcoming sales. We don't require or recommend that you ship your cattle in on Thursday or even on Wednesday. This just adds to the stress to your cattle. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, quiet weather conditions expected to continue around here the next several days. We are seeing a few clouds skirt across the area thanks to a low-pressure system off to the southeast of Wisconsin. A few rain showers with that coming across Illinois into southeast Wisconsin as well. At this time, we think they'll just stay southeast of our listening area. Otherwise, temperatures would be pretty comfortable today, getting up around seasonal levels, a little bit above. And then even warmer coming up tomorrow through the weekend, with readings a good 10 degrees above normal. Now, some of the moisture from the expected Hurricane Helene is actually going to move northward up toward our region by the weekend. Could bring us a few sprinkles or light showers out there Saturday and Sunday, with higher odds the further south you go. The amounts, though, look relatively small, probably a few tenths of an inch or less. Here's a forecast for today. Partly sunny with highs around 70, wind variable 2 to 5. Partly cloudy to clear tonight, falling to the mid-40s. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a bit warmer, high at 74, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday night mostly clear, scattered fog possible, low in the upper 40s. Thursday should be a great day with sunshine, high of 76. Friday partly sunny and very mild, low 51, high 77. Saturday partly or mostly cloudy, spotty light showers possible, especially the southern part of the area. Low 54 with highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, more clouds and sun. Spotty light showers possible. Low 56, high about 75. And Monday, variably cloudy. Still a chance of isolated light showers. Low near 54 with a high of 73. You have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Temperature currently at 48 degrees. Yesterday's high was 71, a record high set in 1937 at 90 degrees. Record low 26 in 1989. Last year's high was 78 and the low 62. Sunset will occur at 6:56 this evening and sunrise time this morning around 10 minutes to 7. The air is calm, barometer at 2985. No precipitation today, again with mostly clear skies. We're at 48, the overnight low. W-